I live about half a block from a lesbian bar. About once a month, on a Friday or Saturday night, a couple will step outside and walk down the street to settle their differences away from the music and the crowd. They'll stop somewhere within 30 feet of my window, at which point I'll be privy to the entire conversation. You'd think I'd find these late-night explosions annoying. They ruin a good night's sleep, tell me more than I want to know, and circle endlessly around the same issues for what feels like hours. The fact is, I like these disagreements. They've convinced me of something I've long suspected. In all the important ways, gay relationships are no different than straight ones. The arguments that come down my street fall into one of three categories. Number one, she's been looking at someone else for too long, or in the wrong way, but she's too possessive and controlling. Number two, one hasn't been forthcoming about what they were thinking or feeling, but the other is just too needy. And finally, she's gone ahead and fallen in love, while she just doesn't know what she wants. If these sound familiar, it's because they are. At one time or another, I've been in every one of these arguments, on either side. The problems being worked out on my sidewalk are universal. But these noisy disputes reveal something else, too. If I could produce a transcript of these exchanges, with all gender specifics removed, you'd probably conclude that the emotionally reticent voice was a man, while the imploring, demanding one was a woman. But in this case, they're both women. The roles they play appear in every relationship, gay, straight, or otherwise. Mars and Venus don't have much to do with it. The conversations on my block show that we're all struggling with the same thing: the need for genuine human contact, the desire for solitude and privacy, and the inevitable confusion in between. Relationships, of all kinds, are an attempt to work out that confusion. By committing to another person, we promise to live with that struggle without giving in to it. Whether the relationship involves men, women, or both, that promise doesn't change.